Okay, what's the question?
The question is that Paramatma is our witness throughout all in samsara, all bodies, following us. And what when we are mature to come, ready to come in the spiritual world?
Huh?
Well, when we come, when we are mature, when we are returning to spiritual world,
yeah. You go to
what happened with Paramatma then?
Paramatma. That's a bad question.
When the jiva gets liberated, then the Paramatma is existing eternally. Like you give up, just like for example, you give up this body. The soul doesn't die. The soul goes on. The soul moves on and takes another body. So when you get liberated, the super soul stays here, and just super soul is Krishna's unlimited expansions. There's unlimited expansion of super soul. So it's all adjusted. Because in the spiritual world, there's no difference between the body and the soul and the super soul. Super soul is right in front of you. You're serving Krishna directly. Krishna is the super soul. Super soul, all these forms are within Krishna. They're part of Krishna. It's like when Krishna kills a demon, it says Vishnu comes out of him. All the avatars are within him. So you leave this body, material body, then Krishna gives you a spiritual body. The spiritual body, there's no inside, there's no outside. It's all consciousness. It's all made of prema. So there's no need for any paramatma, because it's just prema. Everything's going on. You're directly living in the spiritual consciousness. Everything there, just like here, everything's going on because of our karma and destiny. And Krishna's will, Paramatma is doing everything. But there, Paramatma is not inside of you, he's outside of you. And he's not forearm, but he's two-arm. So Krishna's standing right there. And by his indication, by his words, by his feelings, you're doing everything. You're moving and doing everything in service. There's no enjoyment, there's no material enjoyment. There's spiritual enjoyment from serving Krishna. So the super soul doesn't die, he doesn't disappear, he's just there.
Because once
the super soul is everywhere, he's everywhere, he's in every atom. Every atom is super soul. So you give up your body, then the super soul is just there. When you're in the body, he's in the body. He's with the jiva. So when the jiva's with super soul, then he's in the material world. When a jiva goes to the spiritual world, then Krishna, then super soul is Krishna. He doesn't go anywhere, he's still with you. Just like Krishna, when he killed Putana or all these demons, he said Vishnu came out, form Vishnu came out and killed him. So then where did he go after Vishnu killed the demon? Where did he go? Back in Krishna? So Krishna's super soul is Krishna. It's all basically one tattva. Vishnu tattva is one. Ram is Krishna, Krishna is Ram. They're one in tattva, they're one in ontological reality, but there's a difference in rasa. There's a difference in their ras, and the madhurya, what type of madhurya, what type of rati they have. And their leelas and their rasas are different, but the oneness is the tattva, the position. Sometimes Krishna is Paramatma. With the jiva, in other words, the jiva is always with God. It can never be separate from God.